你可以来看第二节。
Sensor two, the line before the refrain goes.
第二节里面，在副歌之前的那一句话。
Upheld by his unfailing hands, I resolutely move on.
然而主持手常搀扶，领我前进不后。
The brother knew that it is only by the hands of God that he can move on, he can live for the Lord.
所以啊，赵弟兄就说到，只有靠着主的手，他才能够继续的往前走。
And then stanza three.
然后第三节，
Embracing the shame of the cross, share with him the bitter cup.
甘受十字架的凌辱，与主同尝杯中苦。
So our brother did not shy away from the cross, but embraced the shame of the cross.
我们的弟兄。没有避免十字架的那个凌辱，他乃是很干性的来去接受。
And then finally, stanza four, and we move forward.
然后第四节，
Says, in the past many thousand years, here the martyr's blood was shed.
几千年来的殉道血都在这路上流出。
Indeed, the way of the cross, this path of the cross, is the story of all the brethren who became martyrs for the Lord throughout history.
是的，这条十字架的，在这个十字架的道路上面是，有很多以前的弟兄姐妹，他们在上面是，殉道流血。
So if our sister can play the hymn for us once, including the refrain, we'll begin with stanza one.
我们先请姐妹给我们弹一遍啊。
Happy hymn. Time's sake, we'll just sing all four stanzas.
我们一次把四节都唱完。
Okay, beginning stanza one. Dear Lord, we come with you with humble heart.
亲爱的主，我们存着一个谦卑的心来到你跟前。
Indeed, we see the brethren who came before us how they carry the cross.
我们实在看到他们前面的弟兄们，他们都是来附着他们的十字架。
May we too be willing to carry our cross to follow after you in this life.
愿意我们也在我们一生里面，我们也愿意来背起我们的十字架来跟随你。
That you yourself can gain the glory.
使你可以得到荣耀。
We commit this time unto you.
我们把这段时间恭敬仰望你。
May you be with a brother as you speak your word.
求你与我们的弟兄同在，当他要分享你的话的时候。
And give us a heart to be able to take in what you have to say to us.
也求你给我们有一颗心，可以把你向我们说的话，可以来听进去。
I give you all the glory, give you all the praise as well.
把所有的赞美荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name, pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. I'll give the time for brother.
把时间交给弟兄。
Keep it on. Yeah, good. Yeah, thank you.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
刚才唱的这首诗歌里头，副歌里头的有一个错别字哈。
In the refrain, there was a word that needs to be corrected.
领我到独罗是疆土，就是新疆的疆土。
Yeah. So notice that in the refrain when it says follow him to Calvary, I guess in the English it doesn't change, but it is the very hard and dry ground that the Lord went to.
这首歌呢，我们弟兄选的这个调子，就是说可能比较注重于英文的那个唱。
Yeah, the brother chose this hymn more for the English speaking processors.
那么在国内的呢，是兼顾那个中文的那个唱呢，就比这个节奏更高昂一点。
But in China, it's the other version that they sing. It's more for the Chinese brothers and sisters. It has a different feel to it.
如果你们到 YouTube 上去搜一下，有一年在美国召开的那个叫中国福音大会里头唱的这首歌，就是那个调子。
So if you go to YouTube, they have a video of the hymn of this particular hymn in the other version that they sing in a gospel conference.
我们聚会那边唱的这首歌的时候，我们是用的那个诗歌本里头488首的那个调子。
So where we sing this hymn in our assembly, they use the melody at hymn 488.
我们不会再唱了，就是说，那里头有几个小调整，那是我们 UNIS 姊妹告诉我。
So we're not going to sing that particular version, but Sister Eunice has pointed that hymn out to me.
诗歌我先不介绍，我们先把读经，我们来把信息讲完，我放在后面再介绍这首诗歌的作者。
I will actually talk about more about the writer of this hymn later on, but I want to get into the message itself.
我们今天要看的经文呢，是看那个约翰福音。
So this morning we'd like to look in the Gospel of John.
我们主要是看一个人叫尼哥底母。
And we want to look at a particular person named Nicodemus.
因为他中间是牵涉到有三段的记载，而且经文呢相对比较长一点。
So this is a longer passage we're going to read, so I have to break it up into three parts.
因为弟兄姐妹们，我相信对这段经文都比较熟悉，所以我不想再读了，因为节省时间的缘故。
To save time, I'm not going to read the entire passage because many of you are familiar with it.
但是我们的弟兄呢，把经文已经打了这个屏幕上了，可能会小一点，但是你们可以翻到圣经的那个相对的那个经文那一块，我可以就是说来逐节的稍微解释一下。
Again, it's broken up into three parts, so each part is shown in the slide, although apologize that it's a little bit more small in the letters.
第一段经文呢，是我们主要讲的比较多一点的，是在约翰福音3:1-15这一段。
So I like to concentrate on the John chapter 3 verses 1-15.
我们常常是从传福音的角度来讲这段经文。
A lot of times when you hear this particular passage, it's regards to spreading the gospel.
但是我今天跟弟兄姐妹们来到弟兄姐妹们中间，不是来传福音的哈。
But my purpose today is not so much to spread the gospel.
所以我们也从我们信主了以后这些角度来看这段经文。
But I want to look at this passage from the perspective of after we believe in the Lord.
这里讲的呢，第一节呢，说到呢，有一个法利赛人叫尼哥底母，他是犹太人的官。
And so verse 1 talks about there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
那第十节呢，又说到呢，他是以色列人的师傅。
And then
先生。
Yeah, verse 10 later on tells us you're a teacher of Israel.
先生就是老师的意思了。
Yeah, it's the teacher.
所以说这一节半的经文呢，告诉我们呢，这个尼哥底母是一个什么样的人，他的背景。
So from the verse and a half, we see what kind of person Nicodemus was.
首先我们看尼哥底母的名字。
First, we want to look at the name Nicodemus.
尼哥底母呢，是他那个希腊文的一个音译。
So in Greek, this is a word from Greek. It means victory.
他的名字呢，就是由两个字组成的，一个叫尼哥，一个叫底母。
And so it's formed by two words, Nico and Demas.
尼哥是什么意思呢？就是得胜者的意思。
Nico means victory.
底母什么意思呢？就是在人群之中，所有的百姓之中，在人中间的事情。
Demas means that he is amongst the people.
换句话说呢，他的这个名字告诉我们，这个人啊，不是一般的人，他是我们人群之中的 number one.
So, the name tells us he's not just any person, he is the number one person amongst all the people.
那我们说到他这个怎么 number one 反映在一个什么地方呢？
So why do I say that he is number one amongst the people?
一个呢，他告诉我们他叫是法利赛人。
One, we saw that he is a Pharisee.
啊，我们读新约的时候，好像我们信主的这些人对法利赛人概念之中好像没什么好印象。
For those who read the New Testament, we did not have a good impression of the Pharisees.
因为主在地上就常常责备这些法利赛人。
Because the Lord always rebuked the Pharisees when he was on the earth.
但实际上在犹太人中啊，这个法利赛人是一群他们人中的一种精英的阶层。
But amongst the Jews, the Pharisees are the most highly respected people amongst them.
可以说他们从小到大是在他们的这个犹太国中的那些人中从接受到最严格的教育，然后得到了一个最完备的最高的学位而出来的。
So in Jewish nation, we see that the Pharisees, they have most coveted education, and this is from this education that they came out to live amongst the people.
他们出来以后就进入了这个社会之中的一个最高阶层的这一群人。
And when they come out, they will be in the highest rung of society.
就相当于我们在中国的那些什么人呢？
And so to compare these Pharisees to people in China,
你从小时候进入到一个重点的幼儿园，然后进入到重点的小学，进入到重点的高中，然后进入到全国最重点的大学。
So think about in China, that you go first to the best kindergarten, the best primary schools, the best high schools, and the best college.
在大学之中毕业以后，他从了一个最在这个领域之中最高的一个导师读完了 PhD 的学位。
So in college they go to the highest degree they can have, such as the PhD.
在美国呢，就是你出来以后你就进入到华尔街去工作去了。
So in America, think of someone who after they go through college they come out to work in Wall Street.
尼哥底母就是这样的一个人。
So Nicodemus was such a person.
而且这群人他不仅他的知识很高，水平也很高。
Not only educationally or the standards are high.
他们对自己的实际的生活要求也很高。
They have a high requirement of their own living.
他们熟悉圣经。
They know the Bible well.
而且他们真的把圣经当成神的话来做。
And they do according to what the Bible teaches them.
他在实际生活之中严格的遵守这个律法的规定。
So in practical living, they follow intently the law, the letter of the law.
所以在这个人的眼中呢，他不仅是水平最高的，拿的薪水是最多的，而且他的生活的道德的规范也是最好的。
Not only they have the highest standards, they earn the most, but in the moral ethical standards, they have the highest.
所以他有这样的一个背景。
So Pharisees, they have this sort of background.
他就成了一个以色列人的先生。
So he is a teacher of Israel.
他不仅自己熟悉，他还能够教导以色列人来怎么知道这些知识，来如何遵行。
Not only is he well versed, but he also is able to teach Israelites to follow the law.
所以在这个阶层之中，告诉我们还有另外一个身份，他是犹太人的官。
And so from this, we see that Nicodemus, he's also the ruler of the Jews.
我们知道当那个时代，有耶稣的那个时代，整个犹太人以色列是一个王国的状态。
So at Jesus' time, we see that the nation of Israel, they are part, they have to subject to the king.
他们只是在罗马帝国之中的一个小的身份，一个省份。
They have a small identity in this Roman Empire.
或者说作为一个分裂的一个小的一个王，这个联邦一样的这个国家。
And so they are a nation which is sort of split, divided. So this is how they were living in.
他们在政治上是毫无任何权利的。
They have not much privilege politically.
但是罗马帝国呢，给他们一个宗教上的一个自由的管理。
The Roman Empire gave them some freedom in the religion.
所以说呢，他这个官就是在他们这个宗教系统里头的一个官。
So Nicodemus was the ruler in this religious system that they're in.
按照当时的古籍的计算，在集中在那个犹太地区的，就是本地的犹太人，大约有100多万。
So there's a statistics at that time. There's about 1 million Jews living.
那分散在各地的呢，相对就更多一点。
So there are even more of them outside of that center.
他们宗教系统里头就是有一个机构。
So in the religious system, there is this structure.
用我们基督教里的话来说叫公会。
So in the Christian circle, we say that this is a
公会
like the synagogue.
Okay. 然后用我们的人的观念来就呢就叫议会啊。
So, this is, the place that they gather together.
那这个组织呢总共有70个人组成。
So, this, is made up of 70 people.
是当时以色列之中所谓最精英的阶层之中给选拔出来的。
So these are the, most highly, respected, honored people, who,able to go into that story.
他们的议长呢或者叫主席呢是当时的大祭司。
And, what, the one who's over them is that high priest.
那组成的人员之中呢就有这里的所谓法利赛人、撒杜盖人、文士等等。
So the people comprised of this group are the Pharisees, Sadducees, the scribes.
他们在当时的这个国家之中来处理人中的一切的诉讼案啊审判案啊都是在他那边处理。
So all the cases and all the things, it's this Sanhedrin, this is that group that will be over all these.
所以这个尼哥底母啊。
And so this Nicodemus.
我们就知道他是在当时之中犹太人之中的这个地位。
So this is the place that he has amongst the Jews.
在第二节呢说呢这个人呢什么时候呢在夜间来见。Yes.
And then verse 2 tells us that at night that it came to Jesus.
你看圣经的解释的时候这个夜间啊就很有讲究了。
And there is a meaning behind coming at night to see Jesus.
那一个呢是讲到时间上的。
So one is related to the time.
因为我们看福音书的时候看到这个耶稣啊当时很忙碌啊白天都很忙啊。
You read the gospel books, you know that Jesus is very busy with his work during the day.
那这个尼哥底母选了夜间好像相对安静的时间来请教他一个问题。
But Nicodemus came at night, in that quiet time that he came, to look for Jesus.
另外一个呢在夜间呢好像也有人解释呢说到好像他不敢当众去来找他是暗暗的去找他。
Another meaning of coming at night is that he didn't want to go in daytime where other people can see him, so he was more hidden to go at night.
换句话说呢，说到他心里头有一个恐惧。
Maybe there was a fear inside of him.
恐惧在什么地方呢？
So where can we see that fear?
因为他知道这个耶稣在当时的一个在人间之中所传的所有的那个影响。
Because he saw the effects of Jesus' ministry at that time.
但是在那个影响之中是当时整个公会里头所要反对他的。
But the whole Sanhedrin opposes what Jesus was teaching.
啊你要知道他要找到耶稣跟耶稣有什么交通的话当时会引起这个公会里头的一些反感。
So if he meets with Jesus and they hear what Jesus has to say, Nicodemus knew that the whole Sanhedrin would oppose that.
矛盾在什么地方呢
So where is the conflict?
就相当于我们现在国内的一个情况了。
It's like the condition in China today.
我们知道在国内我们这个信仰是给严格限制的，对不对？
So we know that there is not much religious freedom in China.
尽管在那个地方有很多属神的儿女，但是他们给限制出来是不能够公开做见证的。
So there are a lot of sisters in Christ in China, but they cannot have this open testimony there.
那么圣经里头也有这个记载。
In the Bible, there's also this record.
在约翰一福音里头九章二十二节和12章42节里头有两个小的段落的记载告诉我们。
We find that in John 9:22 and John chapter 12:42-43.
那是个因着跟耶稣基督而信了耶稣的人愿意起来给他做见证呢叫受到一个处罚。
Those who believe in the Lord and willing to bear the testimony for the Lord, we know that punishment came upon them.
什么处罚呢
?What kind of punishment?
就他们基本生活之中要把他们赶出会堂。
So they, because of they believe, they will be cast out of the synagogue.
什么是犹太人的会堂呢?
So what is the synagogue of the Jews?
犹太人的会堂就是说，当时他们因着那个圣殿被毁以后，他们为着宗教的信仰而在那边聚集的一个场所。
After the temple was destroyed, they gathered in the synagogue to go about their religious duties.
但是这个会堂啊，不仅仅是一个宗教的场所。
But not only is the synagogue a religious place.
而且在以色列人之中啊，就相当于他整个社交、教育、社区的一个生活的中心。
But for the Jews, it's the hub of their social interaction, education, and community.
因为在以色列直到如今，他们都是以信仰为中心的一个社会。
Because the society which puts their religion in the forefront.
如果你被开除出会堂的话，
But if you were cast out of the synagogue,
就等于把你这个属于犹太人的这个宗教、犹太教里头的这个教籍啊，用我们人的话来说，给开除掉了。
And so that takes them out of this Jewish religion or the belief, so they've been cast out.
然后在整个犹太人的生活之中都给排除在外的。
And they also been cast out in their living amongst the Jews.
我有点就想到我们在国内的那种有些处罚的现在的措施哈。
So I think about in China, a lot of the punishment that has been given
我们知道我们国内是整个一套的叫社会主义体系，我们的信仰是共产主义。
So in China, you know that the teaching there is they need to comply with the communism.
那么国内有些地方也是有这种处理的。
And there are certain places in China.
我遇到一些弟兄姐妹们。
For the professors.
在国内的弟兄姐妹。
In China.
他说你要信了这个。
If you believe in this.
我们的组织就会给你一个处分。
The high command will give you some punishment.
简单来说叫双开。
Simply put, this is to 像
脚本的开除。
一
个呢是开除你的党籍。共产党的党籍。
One is to take your place out of the Communist Party.
那一个呢就开除你的工资。
The other is to take away your earnings.
也就是说，你当这个，你如果对比一下在国内的这个处分的话，你就知道，他就会被排除在这个整个社会的。一些人正常享用的生活的范围之外。
So imagine if you're such a person that you'll be cast out of the regular livelihood of other Chinese people.
当然最严重的还叫移交司法，对不对？
Even more severe that they will be punished.
我们主耶稣在这个后面的记载之中，他就是最后是被移交到司法。就移交到比拉多那边去了。
And so because of the Lord Jesus and what he represented, he was given over to the courts to Pilate.
但是约翰福音那个九章里头所记载的那个生来的瞎子，他就给赶出到会堂之外去了。
So in John chapter 9 verse 22, the man who was born blind and was healed, he was cast out away from the Jews because he was healed.
所以这也可能是他当时只能在夜里来去接耶稣的那个一个原因。
So that probably was the reason that Nicodemus came at night to seek after Jesus.
因为约翰福音十二章那边讲到说有许多的官长呢是有好些已经信了耶稣的。
In John chapter 12:42-43, many of the rulers believe in him.
但是他们不敢公开的承认。
But they did not confess in public.
因为呢，他们怕这些法利赛人啊把他赶出会堂。
Because they're afraid that other Pharisees would cast them out of the synagogue.
当然，这个夜里呢还有一个第三层的意思，就是我们前段时间在这里介绍的那个发光跟黑暗的情况。
There could be also a third reason. Is what I shared before is about light and darkness.
因为圣经里常常把我们那个灵里头的一个光景啊，就是说比较状态低层的状态，把它说为一个黑暗的状态。
So in spiritual terms, that when we are in darkness, we are in a very low condition.
所以我们看到尼哥底母他这个人呢、啊，
And when we look at Nicodemus,
他虽然他在这个宗教界里的地位很高，社会地位也很高。
Even though he was in religious terms or society terms, he was one who was in a very high place.
他对神的话很清楚。
He was very clear about the word of God.
但是他那灵里头的感觉还有一点，还有很多不明白的地方。
But spiritually, there are many things that they don't know.
他知道他知道的这些神的话是从神来的话。
And he knew that these words came from God.
但是他在他灵里头感觉到他好像跟神无关。
But spiritually, he felt that he had no relationship with God.
虽然他是那么严谨的介绍。严谨的执行
even though he followed the word of God so closely,
但是他在实际的里面呢，他没有一个光的感觉。
But in his actual life, he does not have the feeling of light.
所以他来到耶稣的面前，他跟他提一个问题。
So when he came,
他来跟他说
，Yeah, when he came to Jesus, he spoke to him.
他说：“拉比啊，我知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。”
He says, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher.
什么叫做师傅呢？就是说你是从神那边来做我们这些老师的人。
What does it mean is that he came from God to be a teacher for the people.
尼哥底母他也是犹太人的先生啊，老师啊。
And he is also a teacher. Nicodemus is a teacher amongst the Jews.
但是呢，他就来到这位耶稣的面前。
But he came before Jesus.
他称他呢是拉比。
And he called him a rabbi.
拉比呢，就是在犹太人中对他老师的一个尊称。
Rabbi is what the Jews call a teacher.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你这里要看到一幅图画。
And so if you think about it, you see a picture.
这个时候的耶稣只是30岁出头啊。
So at that time, Jesus as a human, he was only about 30 years old or so.
他的出生也是在一个很不起眼的一个地方，他生长的地方也是在一个很不起眼的地方。
The place he grew up in wasn't a place respected by people.
他不是一个中心的地方，是在一个加利利那边一个拿撒勒的一个小村庄里，小城镇里头的。
It was not in such a location. It was Nazareth, a small town in Galilee.
他也没受到什么高等的教育。
And he did not receive a lot of high education.
他只是跟从他父亲，他父亲是一个木匠，他就出来也做了一个木匠。
And so he followed his father's footsteps to be a carpenter.
所以，而尼哥底母这个人，这个时候他是相当有地位的，而且也相信他的岁数也是到了一定的年龄的。
And but we know Nicodemus, he had this particular high place in the Jewish nation, and so this was kind of a person he was.
就相当于一个很有地位的一个长者啊，在一个夜间啊，来了一个默默无闻、被人所看不起的一个年轻的人的面前，他来称他拉比。
Yeah. So he was more elderly and he was in this particular position, but he was willing to come to Jesus, a person younger than him, and to come to him and seek for him for his questions.
他唯一的感觉就是说，我看到你啊，我们也知道看到你所行的神迹，我们就知道你是从神那边来的。
And he said that he saw the miracles, the signs he performed, and he knew that he came from God.
我们的主耶稣也没有等他把话说完呢。
But our Lord Jesus did not wait for him to finish.
把他的问题给他问得清楚了。
And he did not allow the chance to question him detailedly.
但是我们的神知道他有一件事情里面的负担，就是他要来了解神国的事。
But the Lord knew that he has a burden. Is he wants to find out more about the God's kingdom?
神国的事就是跟神有关联的，神掌权的地方的事。
God's kingdom is where God has the sovereignty and where He rules.
神同在的事。
And this is where God was in presence.
我这么熟悉这个圣经的经文，我这么知道神，头脑里知道神的事，但是我却不是从神那边来的感觉。
I know so much about scripture and about God, but I wasn't one who came from him.
神告诉他，主耶稣告诉他是什么原因呢？
So why the Lord told him that?
原来这跟重生有关啊。
This has to do with being born again.
重生就是生命有关。
Born again has to do with life.
主耶稣告诉他说，人若不重生了，你就不能见神的国。
Because Jesus said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
见是看见的意思。
To see.
所以说你前面有这么多的知识，这么多的遵循外表的那个虔诚，但是你如果没有跟一个生命连接上来，你跟神是没有份的。
So you have so much knowledge, so much knowing of these things, but if you cannot see God, then you have no part with Him.
这个重生的重生的这个重置呢，它有三个方面的意思。
So the being born again, there are three meanings to it.
一个呢就是再一次。
The first meaning is to having once more do it again.
一个呢就是从那个起初，就是回到那个起头。
The second is going back to the beginning.
另外一个意思呢，这就从上面。
And the third meaning is from above.
从上面就是说从天上。
From above meaning is from heaven.
所以说那个尼哥底母按照他的本能，这个自然人的一个反应，讲到重生，他就理解为再一次的生出来。
So for Nicodemus, when he hears the Lord Jesus say, being born again, immediately in his nature, he thinks aboutBeing born like a baby in the womb of a mother.
四节就说了，人已经老了，我怎么能够再一次生出来呢？
Since verse 4 says, how can a man be born again when he is old?
我怎么再次生出来了？就从我母亲的腹中再一次生出来。
Can he enter his mother's womb a second time and be born?
换句话说，我人已经这么大了，我还能够再回到我母亲的腹中，再让我母亲生一次吗？
For a man of this age, this old, can he enter again into his mother's womb to be born again?
然后主耶稣告诉他，这不是肉身的事情呢。
But the Lord Jesus told him, this is not a matter of the flesh.
我说的重生不是你再回到你的母腹之中把你再生出来一次。
So when I say that, I'm not implying that you go back to the mother's womb and be born again.
我说到的那个重生呢，乃是从水和圣灵那边给生出来。
But to be born again is from water and the Spirit.
你如果不能从水和圣灵里头生出来，你根本不能进入到那个神的国中。
If you are not born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
进入到神的国中是什么意思呢？你有那个神国的那个经历。
To enter into the kingdom of God means you have the experience of entering in that kingdom.
这当然我们弟兄姐妹们有的时候在读的时候就是不是太容易理解。
So for sisters, when you read this, it's not easy for you to understand.
但是你深深的知道我们神所创造的每个人或者在他命定之中所要拯救的每一个人他一生的经历。
But you know that for each person that God come to save and experience that this person has
life, 都不是白白而来的。
Do not come coincidentally or free.
是神在创世之初就已经之前就已经命定了。
Because before the foundation of this world, God's already ordained.
所以说神知道尼哥底母。
So God knows this person Nicodemus.
知道他现在心里的困惑。
And he knows what he's thinking about in his heart at that time.
他也知道他现在已有的一些长处或者背景。
And he knows what he's good at and his background.
所以下面的话所说出来的，神都是用他所熟悉的那个旧约的背景的那些知识来告诉他。
And so the Lord wants to use what Nicodemus knows from the Old Testament, all the scripture from there. He used that as example for him to understand.
目的是要让他从这些旧约的字句里头的那些认识，能够带到一个属灵的认识，或者进入到生命的认识。
The purpose for the Lord to do that is so that from the Old Testament, he can lead him to the spirit, spiritual things, and also things that the Lord wants him to know in the New Testament.
时间关系我就不能再解释这些了，我想有些经文我点出来，弟兄姐妹们回去再看。
Because of time, maybe I'll just point out these scriptures for you to look at later.
这段话的背景呢，你就让我们先去看一下以西结书第36章的25-27节。
And so we want to, for verse 5 here, to kind of reference back to Ezekiel chapter 36:25-27.
这个呢，是神告诉我们他如何来拯救人，或者是让人从那个字面的字句之中 把我们带到那个生命的过程之中，神是如何做工的。
And this tells us what God does to save men, and also from the letters themselves, from the words themselves, to lead them into the life.
我稍微读一下哈。
So I just read this a little bit.
以西结书三十六章的二十五到二十七节。
From Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 to 27.
这个我就是神呐。
So I is God Himself.
旧约里称为耶和华。
And he's Jehovah in the Old Testament.
他说我必用清水呢洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
So verse 25 tells us, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean.
26节，我也要赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵发在你们里面，又从你们的肉体之中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。
26, moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh.And give you a heart of flesh.
27节呢，他说呢，我必将我的灵放在你们的里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
我们一定要记住，尼哥底母他对这些旧约是很熟悉的人哈。
Nicodemus was very familiar with the Old Testament scripture.
这里就告诉我们呢，三件事情神要做。
So there are three things that God wants to do here.
让我们能够进入到神的国里面。
So that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
他说第一件事情呢，就是要清水洒在你身上，目的是要让你洁净。
The first is to sprinkle clean water on you that you will be clean.
第二件事情呢，在你的里面呢，给你一个新心，这个新心呢，是把你原来的一个硬的实心给除去，而成为的肉心。
And second, to give you a new heart, this is to remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
实心呢是塑造干硬，肉心呢是塑造柔软。
The heart of stone means is they have a hard heart, and heart of flesh means they have a soft heart.
然后第三个呢，就是说，当你的这个实心变成肉心以后，神的话就有可能进入到你的里面。能够扎根生长的时候，你愿意接受的时候，神就把一个他的灵，也就是我们现在说的圣灵，放在你的里面了。
When the heart of stone becomes a heart of flesh, then God can put His word upon you, and He can put His spirit here within you, and cause you to walk in His statutes.
用我们的话来说，就是你信了主以后，你得救了，你有了新的生命，圣灵就住到我们的里面了。
In terms of today, when you believe in the Lord, when you trust in Him, the Spirit will come and dwell in you.
那因着这个圣灵在我们里面，我们才可以走下面的道路。
And because the Spirit is in you, then you can continue to walk the path.
因为这个圣灵在我们里面做工，才能带领我们里面那个新的生命能够不断的长大。
Because of the work of the Spirit, then your life inside of you will continue to grow.
那旧约里头。百姓神的百姓里面不太理解这些话，神就让以西结下面又看到两幅图画。
In the Old Testament time, because the people of God did not understand God's word, Ezekiel represents a couple of pictures for them.
一幅呢是在三十七章那边一到七节讲的那个枯骨扶苏的事。
The first picture is in Ezekiel 37. It's about this valley of bones.
满地的枯骨怎么变成又能够长出肉啊，又能够长出筋啊，又能够长出皮？
So we see that this valley filled with dry bones, and how could the sinews, the flesh, be grown from this?
而且还完完全全的复活，站起来成为一个完全的人，最后这些所有的人形成了一个团体。成为一个极大的军队。
And then all these bones can rise up again, and the skin, the flesh grown in them, and they become this great army.
这不是任何一个人所来做成的，对不对？
So this is not something that any person can do.
那段经文里告诉我们接着两件事情。
And so that particular passage tells us two things.
一个是先知在那发预言，就是说出神的话。
One is that the prophet is speaking and prophesying for God.
第二个呢，就是有风来吹动，来带动那个气息进入到人的里面。
And the wind came and brought the spirit into man.
圣经里头说到那个风、那个气息的时候，就说到那个灵。
And the Bible describes this, it is the Spirit itself which is
the Word. 所以保罗，主耶稣在这里说到。
So when the Lord Jesus talks about being born of water and of the Spirit,
so it
comes from the Word of God and also the work of the Spirit. So the work of God, first you need to be cleansed.
被洁净的时候，你才能够看清楚你的自己是何等的污秽。
When you are cleansed, you can see how filthy you are.
我们知道我们在我们的日常生活之中，
In our daily living,
我们很多人要在信主之前，他要承认自己是一个罪人，是很难的。
It's very hard for you to confess you are a sinner before you believe in the Lord.
他说我小错小失可能是有一点的。
So I might have a little sin or little errors, little faults.
我们做事有点小的亏心，可能也免不了了。And
some of the things we do maybe doesn't go across with our conscience.
但是我可是一个大好人啊，我不是罪人嘛。But
I'm a great good of a good person. I'm not a sinner.
我是一个大义人。
I'm a great righteous person.
因为我什么呢?
Because
因为我一生之中我都是凭着我的良心做事。
Because in my whole life I really fulfill what my conscience wants.
这是我们信主之前的光景。
So this is the condition before we believe in the Lord.
我以前也是这样。
In the past I was like that.
可是你如果一直当你在神的圣灵的光照之中，你被神的话所来洁净的时候，
But when you are being cleansed by the Spirit, and when God does that work,
你就可以真正的看到你里面的那个污秽。
Then you can truly see how filthy you are within.
不仅是对人，特别是对你所爱的人，或者是他爱你的那些人，你有极大的亏欠。
Not only to other people, but the one you love, and you can see how you have shortchanged them.
圣经里更是告诉我们，我们对于那位创造我们的那位神是满了极其的那个亏欠。
But even to God who created man, we have a lot of shortchanges.
我们只有真正的认识到自己的时候，
When we truly know about ourselves,
我们的那个心啊才会被柔软下来。
Then our heart will be softened.
神的话才能进到我们的心中。
And then His word can enter into our hearts.
我们才能产生一个愿意的心。
And then we can have a willing heart.
但圣灵在我们里面 工作的时候,
but when the Holy Spirit works in us,
我们就有一个愿意的心来跟随他。
We have a willing heart to follow Him.
第二幅图画是在47章里头讲的那个从殿中所流出来的生命河的水。
In the second picture is Ezekiel 47 about the water coming from, the living water coming from the temple.
我们知道那个水是从神的殿中所流出来的。
So we know that the water comes from the temple of God.
它由于心 涓涓的细流，越流越宽广，越流越深，积极成了一个积极广大的河。
So first it starts to trickle, but then it goes deeper and deeper until it reaches the stage of a river.
这条河所经之处会使死亡的东西复活，会让没咸的地方变成甘甜。
When the water from this river goes to a certain place, life, death becomes life, and darkness becomes light.
这是从水和灵圣灵生出来的。
So this is from that water and from the Spirit.
到了新约圣经以弗所书5章25到27节讲了基督爱我们的时候，
In Ephesians 5, when it talks about the love of Christ,
神还在继续的来造就我们这一群
So God is still saving those already been saved.
他要我们被他给拯救，带到一个完全洁净、圣洁、毫无瑕疵、无沾染、皱纹等类的病，做一个荣耀的教会。
And so the purpose of God is to save us at the point that we become that glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish.
中文和日本用的一句话，它是怎么来做的呢？
So in the Chinese version, it tells us what God is doing.
他说要用水接着道把教会洗净。
By the washing of water through the word.
如果弟兄姐妹们，你们把它里面再看得仔细一点，或者看一些英文的一本的话，
if you look at it more detailedly or look at some English translation,
用水接着道，
so it's by the washing of the water through the
word. 你可以把它直接成为，直译成为是用那在道里头的那个水来把它洗净。
So you can think of this as the water found in the water that is used to cleanse.
那个道是什么道呢？
So what is the word?
不是我们说的 logos.
So it's logos.
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 乃是 rhema. Okay.
Not logos, but rhema.
那 logos 跟 rhema 有什么关系呢？
So what these two things have to do with each other?
我们知道在约翰福音十五章三节那边告诉我们的。
So in John 15 verse 3 it tells us.
他说现在我你们因我所讲给你们的道就已经干净了。
So you are now cleansed by the word that has spoken.
那个道就是 Logos.
So that word is Logos.
Logos 就是在我们圣经里头所记下来的话。
So Logos, this is the word that's recorded in scripture.
也是尼哥底母他所熟悉的旧约经文里头的那些字句。
So these are the words Nicodemus was familiar with.The words of the Old Testament.
但是这些字句不能把我们洗净啊。
But these words cannot cleanse a person.
这些字句必须是在当初主耶稣他那个时候来跟尼哥底母或者门徒所说的。
And so this is led by what the Lord has told Nicodemus and also his disciples.
主耶稣升天以后，他接着那个圣灵住在我们里面。现在这个时候圣灵跟我们里面所说的话就是这个 Rhema.
When the Lord ascended onto high and sent us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit spoke to us today is the Rhema.
只有这个 Rhema 才能够起到我们里面起到洁净的工作。
Only this Rhema from the Spirit will have this cleansing work.
这就是那道里头的那个水。
So this isthe water in the word.
好，我就讲的挺多了哈。弟兄姐妹，把这几段经文你可以回总一下，来体会什么叫从水和圣灵而来。
So I've spoken a lot, but through this you can see when the Lord, what it means when the Lord said born of water and the Spirit.
所以主耶稣基督跟他来说，从肉身生的是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So the Lord continued to speak to him, what is born of the flesh is of the flesh, what is the Spirit.
换句话说，尼哥底母啊，你现在之所以跟神无关，不是因为缺少那神的话，那个 logos.
Would you say to Nicodemus, you have no relation with God today? It's not that you are lacking of that logos.
你乃是缺少一个生命，那是从灵而来的生命。
But you lack of this life which comes from the Spirit.
因为在人的一生之中有一个。两种生命在我们里面，一个叫肉身的生命，一个叫从灵而来的属灵的生命。
So in the life of man, we have a couple of lives. One is from the flesh, and one is from the spirit.
在神的创造过程之中，我们如果回到创世纪的时候，我们就知道，他创造万物都是各从其类的。
In the God's creation, when God created all things, this is by He created by kind.
人只能生人，人生出来的只能是人，猴子生出来的只能是猴子。
When it's from man, man comes from man, and if it's monkey, monkey comes from monkey.
人是人，因着有人的生命，他能够活出人的光景。猴子他是只是猴子的生命，他永远不能活出人的生命。
The life of man allows him to live out that life that man should have. Monkey cannot live out the life of man.
所以你从这点你也可以看到那个进化论是站不住脚的。
So from this perspective, you see that evolution doesn't hold water.
所以说他说呢，既然有这个生命的源泉的不一样，而生命的起头有一个源头。
So there is this source that life comes from.
你现在虽然有神的话，但是你是活在你那肉身的生命之中，你不能够理解圣灵的事。
If you have the logos right now, but you cannot understand the things of the spirit.
这也是哥林多前书里头告诉我们的，对不对
？So this is what First Corinthians tells us.
只有从天从圣灵而来的，那是从上面而来的生命，才能够知道。这些属灵的事情。
Only from the Spirit, the life from above, can we know spiritual things.
七节，所以他说，所以呢，我跟你们说啊，必须重生这句话，你不要觉得稀奇。
Verse 7, you must be born again and do not be amazed.
什么叫必须重生呢？
So what is must be born again?
说明了这个重生不是可有可无的事。
It means that this is not something that you can have or you cannot have.
这是必须的事情。
But it's of necessity.
你要能够看见神的国，你要进入神的国，你必须只有这条道路，就是从上面来的生命才能给你进去。
You can see and enter the kingdom of God because of this life from above that you have.
然后他打了一个比喻，就是回到那个以西结书里头的那个意象。
And as a parable to go back to Ezekiel.
他说呢，风呢随着意思吹，你听见风的响声。不晓得风从哪里来，到哪里去。
Because the wind blows wherever it pleases, you hear a sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it's going.
他也说到，从圣灵生呢，也是这样。
So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
这完全是圣灵的工作。
So this is fully the work of the Spirit.
是他的主权。
It's the sovereignty of the Spirit.
那到了这个地步，尼哥底母就接着说了。
At this point, Nicodemus said,
他说既然是如此的话，都是圣灵的工作，那这个事情怎么发生呢？
How can these things be?
他仍然是用一个高智商的人在那边思想这个神的事情。
So Nicodemus was still reasoning with his mind.
其实很多时候啊，
Many times,
特别我们从国内来的人哈，我们在里头一个长期受到一个背景的教育，另外一个我们所谓的科学的观念很深。
Especially those from China, you have this education that you have from that country, and you have all these backgrounds.
这也让我们成为信主的道路上的一个极大的一个阻碍。
So this becomes a hindrance in your path to believe in the Lord.
因为我们常常说我不能迷信啊。
Because you always say that you cannot be superstitious.
你要等我脑子搞清楚了，我想通清楚了。
You must go through your mind and to think it clearly.
我才来信啊。
And then you believe.
这样我有保障啊。
So therefore we have this guarantee.
在我的经历之中。
So in my experience.
实际上这是不可能的事情。
Actually this cannot take place.
因为我刚开始来到美国也是这样啊，一大堆的问题哦。
Because when I first came to the U.S., I have a lot of questions.
具体的见证我就不去说了。
But specifically, I will not share on those.
可是当一天啊，我在神的面前，我的一个亲人，他领了我做一个决志祷告，我就跟着他说了一声阿门。
One day a relative lead me to pray to receive the Lord, and I have to say amen to that.
结果我就信了。
And then I believe in the Lord.
然后我就回想我以前的那些问题呢。
And then I think about the problems I had before.
还在啊。
They still exist.
那以前为什么不信，现在相信呢？
So why is it that I did not believe in the past, but now I do?
实际上只有一个，我后来慢慢的才想通了。
Practically, there's only one thing, and I had to think about later on that I see.
因为我以前啊，一直是用我这个人的头脑去想神的事情。
Because in the past, I always used my own mind to think about God's things.
我永远想不通了。
And if you do that, if I did that, I would never be able to.
你想一想。
If you think,
我们人是被神造的。
Man's created by God.
他是造我们的。
God created man.
我们被造的这个人能够把那个造我们的那个神的事情都想清楚吗？
Can we think thoroughly as once we are created, all the things of the creator?
当然我那一天我后来我怎么知道能够相信他的呢？
So how did I know that I can believe in him?
我因着这个阿门。
And I can say amen.
圣灵在我里面做工了。
And the Holy Spirit works in me.
我知道原来这些事啊，不是我需要弄明白的。
And I found out that I don't need to understand everything.
你站在人的角度上，你永远想不会明白。
Because from man's perspective, you can never be able to understand.
但是那个时候，我以他为真正以他为神的时候
，But at that moment when I truly see Him as my God,
我才知道。
And then I know.
任何一个难处的事情在他不能解决吗？
Is there anything too difficult for God?
否则我们也不用在日常生活说这个是哎呀神了。
Or else we do not have to say that, oh, this is God.
因为我们说这件事情的时候，就是说明这个事情怎么成就、如何发生的事，是远远超过我想象之外的。
Because when I say that, I will see things which happen to me surpasses or whatever I can imagine.
我们才能称他为神吗？对不对？
So can we call him as God?
如果我们都能想通，我们就是神了。
If we are able to figure it out, then we are God.
但是神有恩典。
But God is grace.
他告诉我们，当你一旦进入这个脚步的时候
，So God has grace when we enter into that footstep.
你就理解下面所告诉我们的。
And then you know what it tells us.
他说了十二节，他说啊。我对你们说地上的事，你尚且不信；我若说到天上的事，如何能信呢？
And in verse 11, if you talk to you about things of earth and you do not believe, how can you talk about things in heaven?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
千万不要以为这里的地上的事是讲到我们属世的事哈。
So do not think that these earthly things refers to what we are.
圣经里有三处经文说到地上的事。
There are three verses in scripture about earthly things.
一出来就是这里三章十二节约翰福音。
One is recorded in John chapter 3 verse 12.
第二处是在哥罗西书三章二节。
The second in Colossians 3:2.
第三处呢是在腓立比书三章十九到二十节。
The third is Philippians 3:19-20.
弟兄姐妹们回去再查看一下经文，你想想各自的角度是从什么地方说的。
So if you go back to look at these verses, from what perspective are these verses?
这里所说到的地上的事。
So here it talks about earthly things.
是说到神他在天上所要做的事情，他当坐在地上，在人的身上发生的时候所经历的事。
So these are the earthly things that God is doing from heaven, and this is what men can tell.
这里的地天上的事是说到他要做的那个事，现在还地上的人还没有经历到那些事情。
For heavenly things, God is doing heaven, but man has not experienced that.
从这一段经文来说，我们简单的划分一下。
And so we just want to touch upon this later.
所谓天上的事，就是前面所讲到的那个重生的事，那个看见或者进入神国的事，或者那个森林跟风。那个做工的事
have any things have been born again or the spirit's work and and what we have read earlier
甚至你会看到那个从灵而来的生命跟从肉身而来的生命
life from the spirit and life from the flesh
是在尼哥底母那个时期前面已经在地上的人的身上已经显明出来了
and so this is that life has been manifested in men.
所以主耶稣他在那边说这个地上的事是我们所经历我们所见证的因为我们这一群人已经经历到了。
So the earthly things that we have seen and we have experienced.
那什么是天上的事呢
?So what is the heavenly things?
就是十二节以后要说到的那件事。
And so this is from verse 12 on.
包括那个人子被举起来。
When the Son of Man has been lifted up,
然后你仰望他，你就信他。
And you look to him, and then you believe in him.
神的爱在十字架上的显明。
And God's love has shown on the cross.
还有你信他就得永生。
And to believe in him and to have eternal life.
等等等等那些事情。
And others.
在耶稣跟尼哥底母说话之前还没有发生，是在他后面。
So did not happen when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, but this happened after.
当然到了我们这个时代
and in the times that we live in,
主耶稣被钉在十字架上已经成就了。
We know that the Lord has been crucified already been accomplished.
经过四十天他又复活升天了。
After 40 days, after resurrected,
五旬节以后接着圣灵的工作120个圣徒聚集进成一个身体。
On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit entered into the 120.
又有历史历代的众圣徒在我们面前所领受、所见证的这一切。
So these are the testimony of all the saints which came before us.
是在尼哥底母那个时代是属于天上的事，但是到我们这个时代都成为地上的事了。
During Nicodemus, these are all heavenly things, but now, the times that we live in, this is,
当然我们现在还有天上的事。
This is earthly things. We still have heavenly things.
那千年古都要发生的事。
We know of the millennium coming.
主再来要发生的事。
The things which will happen.
进入永世之中那个新天新地的那些事。
And in that eternity about the new heaven and new earth.
那对于我们现在来说是天上的事。
So for us, these things to come are still heavenly
things. 所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你明白了吗？
So do you understand?
什么叫天上的事？什么叫地上的事？
So what are heavenly things and what are earthly things?
14到15节讲到人子被举出来，这是讲到福音。
Verses 14 to 15 about the Son of Man being lifted up, this is about the Lord's, the Lord, what he did.
我这里就不说了哈。
So I'm not going into detail.
弟兄姐妹们传福音的时候再说。
And brother who will speak the gospel will tell us more.
那耶稣跟尼哥底母说了这么多话，成就了没有？就是耶稣跟尼哥底母说了这些话，尼哥底母信了没有？
So after Jesus told Nicodemus all these things, has he believed?
或者说他重生了没有？
Has he been born again?
圣经里没有记载。
The Bible did not tell us.
但是我们从后面的记载之中，我们慢慢的会有所感觉。
But from other scripture, we can guess.
第二次出现是在约翰福音七章五十到五十一节。
First, in John 7:50 to 51.
那时候法利赛人公会起来要决定要抓拿耶稣啊。
And so at that time, the Pharisees from the Sanhedrin wanted to capture Jesus.
他们派出差役去抓他，结果差役是空手而回。
They sent officers to capture Jesus, but they came empty-handed.
这个时候的尼哥底母作为公会之中的议员，
So Nicodemus, he's been one of the people in this.
起来说了一句话。
And he said something.
他说了，你们要去抓这些人啊，你们是定了他的罪了。
So if you want to capture him, have you already condemned him?
但是你们知道，在律法中规定了，我们如果不听本人的口供，不知道他现在已经做了些什么事情，你就来定他的罪，这在我们律法上能通得过吗？
And he said, does the law allow one to condemn a man before hearing of him and finding out what he has done?
这件事情的发生距离三章那时候发生的事情至少有一年半到两年半的时间。
So chapter 7 of John has a gap of a year and a half from John to the 2.
而我们的主耶稣在地上实际的服事也就是三年半的时间。
And our Lord's actual ministry only lasted 3.5 years.
前面没有记载尼哥底母的光景，也许他还继续在那边暗暗的来跟从主耶稣。
We do not know the full extent of Nicodemus' condition, but we know that he continued to follow the Lord.
但到了这里，他总归有点底气来给耶稣来说一道公道的话。
And he followed him secretly, but here we saw that publicly.
我为什么说要是鼓动的语气呢？就是勇敢的、鼓励的、有一些胆量的语气呢？
So why is it he has some courage to speak forth these words publicly?
因为当他说到这句话，下面引来的是他一些同事、那些官长的对他的一种讥诮啊。
But when he said this, we know that his peers began to mock him.
他说你说这句话，你是不是也是受到他的迷糊了？
They say to him that you said all these things, are you being deceived?
难道你也是出于加利利吗？就加利利是他们低。属于讥诮的地看不起的地方。
Well, you came from Galilee, a place that people didn't look up to.
到了最后一次出现的时候是在19章38到42。
And when we reach chapter 19, verses 38 to 42.
那里讲的主耶稣已经被钉了。
There it talked about the Lord being crucified.
被钉死十字架了。
He was being crucified.
那在他周围一群都是一些讥诮他的人，在那边摇头叹气的人。
So there are people around him who mock him and shake the head.
主的门徒都已经四散掉了。
And the Lord's disciples they've been scattered.
唯有跟随他的就是几个妇女啊。
Only several women left with him.
他被钉死了，这时候出现了两个人。
So Jesus, he died, and then two people appeared.
一个叫亚利马太的约瑟。
And one was Joseph of Arimathea.
你如果从其他福音书里头哈，马太福音27章，马可福音15章，路加福音23章记到这个人的时候。
If you look at the records from other gospel books, Matthew, Luke, and John,
可以知道这个人的背景。
You see the background of this particular person.
跟尼哥底母很近的。
And he was closely associated with Nicodemus.
他是一个财主。
And he was a rich man.
他是暗暗的跟随耶稣的。
But he secretly followed the Lord.
就做主的门徒的。
And became his disciple.
那他呢？对那个众人的那个属奴啊，就公会之中的属奴啊。属奴啊，他是没有服从的。
He did not follow the Sanhedrin and what the people desired.
因为当时那个议会里头的、公会里头的那个对一个人的审判，每一个议员都要投那个石头的。
Because every person in the Sanhedrin must vote on the decision of the Sanhedrin.
那白色的石头呢叫赞成票，黑色的石头叫反对票。
They cast these stones. The white stones means to support. The black stones.
然后根据这个赞成票的多少，来做决定的。
And through that voting, through the stones, that they decide what they have to do.
他说他这个人是没有服那个的。
But this particular man did not.
而这个人呢，他也是一个义士，而且是一个尊贵的义士。
And so this person was actually very honorable.
那换句话说，他是尼哥底母的同事了。
He was one associated with Nicodemus.
他们是这一群人。
So we see that
他去把那个主耶稣的身体给要下来了。
And so he went and asked for the body of the Lord Jesus.
然后下面出了尼哥底母。
And then Nicodemus appeared.
尼哥底母他买了100斤的这种香料啊。
And so he bought all these heavy a lot of weight of spice.
按照那个犹太人的传统，这个人死了以后是要香料裹的，包裹的。
Because traditionally they have to wrap these dead bodies with these spice.
但是他准备了100多斤，是相当于一个王的规格来做的。
And so the amount that he provided is like one who was given to someone in a royal position.
换句话说，尼哥底母在这个时候他已经认准了耶稣是他的那位王了。
Because I feel that this is the time Nicodemus already.
他在那边来包裹安葬这个主耶稣。
And so he was there to wrap the body of Christ.
如果我们可以看到，至少还有一群人跟随到那个地方。
And put him in the grave, and you also see a group of people there.
换句话说，这时候的尼哥底母是在那边做一个公开的见证了。
So Nicodemus at that time, and he publicly testified.
这就是他那个因着重生而得到的生命增长所带成的。
So this comes about being born again and the life that comes to him afterwards.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear sisters,
这是圣经中告诉我们尼哥底母的榜样。
So this is what the Bible tells us who Nicodemus was.
他怎么由一种暗暗的来寻求，到一些中间的一个妥协性的见证，直到最后一个公开的见证。
And so first he was in a very hidden manner, and then secondly he might have some compromise, and then later on he publicly testified.
因为他认识到这才是他真正的人生的价值。
Because at the end, he truly see that the Lord is truly the value of his life.
本来他按照他原先的肉身的光景，他在整个以色列人中他已经居了很高的状态，很高的位置，他有人眼中所极其羡慕的人生的价值。
So in the flesh, Nicodemus has lived to the point that he was highly exalted by the Jewish nation, by the people, and he has a high standard in him.
但是自从他跟这一位神主耶稣见了面以后
，But when he met the Lord Jesus, when he met God,
他得到了那个永远的生命，他才知道什么是真正的进入神的国。
And he gained eternal life, and then he knows what it means to enter into the kingdom of God.
时间关系，我再短短的说一下我刚才我们弟兄领的那首诗歌。
Because of time, maybe I just touch lightly upon this hymn that we sang in the beginning.
这位弟兄啊
，So this brother
本来是辽宁人
came from Liaoning.
他的名字叫赵海珍啊，这是人的名字。
His real name is Zhao Haizhen.
他大学毕业以后分了一个中学的工作。
After he graduated, he began to work in the university.
从他的一个同事啊，一个女同事那边听到福音。
And from a coworker, a female coworker, he heard the gospel.
这个女同事呢，是满族人，是一个贵族家庭的一个贵族小姐的出身。
And so this woman was a Manchu woman, came from a aristocratic family.
那她听了福音以后，她就信了这个福音。
And when he heard the gospel, he believed.
当然这个女同事后来也成为他的妻子。
So this female co-worker later on became his wife.
他一天呢读到那个路加福音22章那个31到32节。
When he heard the scripture in Luke 22:31-32,
所以他就把自己的名字改成西门。
And so he changed his name to Simon.
在49年的时候呢
In 1949,
他们蒙召有新去新疆来服事。
And so they received a calling to preach in Xinjiang.
我们知道那个时候这是我们国内一个大时代的变革的时期。
So that was a time when there was a revolution coming in China.
他们呢怎么去新疆的呢？
So how did they go to Xinjiang?
他们去了那边是经过步行去的。
And so they had to go walking.
出发地呢是从上海走的。
And they began the journey from Shanghai.
走了三个半月的时间。
And so it lasted 3.5 months.
他们到了那个新疆那边呢，第一站是去了哈密。
And when they approached Xinjiang, the first station they went to was Hami.
在那边开始服事。
And it was there that they began to serve.
在历史上他们称为叫西北的那个灵工团啊。
In history, we see that the Northwest, they have this 灵工团
就圣灵工作的这个团体。
So this is, this organization where the Spirit was working.
他们当初只有六个人啊。
So in the beginning, there were only six of them.
后来发展了100多人。
Then it expanded to 100.
他们在那边就是传这个福音。
And they spread the gospel.
从北疆到南疆。
From 北疆to 南疆。
乌鲁木齐新疆的北面到新疆的南面。
Yeah, from the north of Xinjiang to the south of Xinjiang.
在新疆住的人，你知道那新疆的那个地域很广的哈。
You know that the 新疆 territory is very big.
他在那个51年的时候呢，在那边呢是在苏勒这块地方。
And in 1951, so he was there at this place.
那时候政府已经开始抓这些人了。
Because of his identity, the government was there to taking captive of people.
内地的一些稍微晚一点，但是新疆那边好像是早一点。
So Xinjiang actually began first, and then it spread to other areas.
那么他给教会的弟兄姐妹们先给抓起来了，他在那边只不过是给拘禁在一块地方。
So he and other brothers were captured and they were in a particular place.
那在这个期间呢，他就写了这首诗歌叫《十架会录》。
So it was there when he was in captive that he wrote that hymn we sang.
他写完这首诗歌啊，十天以后就被捕。
Actually he hasn't been captured, but 10 days after he wrote this poem that he was captured.
被捕以后呢，他后头经过了一段劳改的时间，等等等等，他大约给判的是20年的时间。
So after he was captured, he was in labor camp and then was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
后来呢，给放出来，仍然受到拘禁。
And so after he was released,
这个拘禁呢，就是说给拘禁在一块地方，因为当时工作户口关系，他不能自由的流动的了。
When he was released, he was still confounded, so there was limitations of what he can do.
反正是在那边给干一些最苦最累的活，比如说修路啊，到什么满霄湖里头去做这些工作，矿工里头。
And, And so he did some very lowly work, a work that no one wanted to do in the brick, the king and the mine and other places.
那么他这个人最后是在91年的时候呢，政府是给他平反了。
And in 1991, his conviction was overturned.
因为我们知道那一段日子里头，很多的在文革期间被迫害的那些宗教基督徒都给平反了。
So it was at that time that a lot of Christians which were persecuted during the revolution, their conviction was overturned.
那93年的时候呢，他就是从新疆回到中原，就是我们的河南这一带。
And so from in 1993, he went from Xinjiang back to the central plains.
01年呢是给主接去的。
And then the Lord received it in 2001.
他的妻子呢是在他的那个大约76被捕以后，六年以后他被捕的。
So his wife actually also was captured 6 years afterward after he did.
他的妻子是贵族的大小姐，所以说在监狱里头受到一些迫害。
So she came from an aristocratic family, but she was persecuted in jail.
只活到44岁，她是死在监狱之中的。
And so she only lived to 44 and died in prison.
他们两个人呢都没有留下任何的子孙了。
So they haven't, there are no descendants of both of them.
但是接着他们的服侍圣灵的工作，他有一大群属灵的儿女。
But because of their service and what they have done before God, it brought up a lot of resistors.
王弟兄去世以后呢，我基本上在那个学房里参与一些审查，就是说学员申请的那些这方面的服侍。
So after Brother Wong passed, I served in the Academy of Christ about registering students and do other tasks.
知道进入我们的学房学习也是不容易的，每年大约有500-600人的申请，我们最终只能接受120左右的人。
It's not easy to enter into the academy. About 500-600 apply each year. We only accept 120 people.
我近期的发现，自从我接手课时，每年呢都有新疆地区的那些神的儿女。
So I can look at the registrations, and I see each year there are people from Xinjiang who apply.
他们在介绍的过程之中呢，都写了一句话。
And when they introduce themselves, they all say this.
他们现在的聚会就是如当初这个赵西门。他们的这个西宫林工团所播下的种子。
And the meeting that they are in now, we all started from Brother Simon Zhao, and the church or the organization was associated with.
在国内的基督徒啊，我当时跟我的姊妹讲啊，我说我又若不是来美国，我也不会信主了。
So I was telling my wife that if I did not come to the United States, I would not have believed in the Lord.
因为我们在国内像我这样的人很难接触到他们，他们也不敢来接触我。
Because in China, it's very hard for me to come in contact with these people, and it's very hard for them to come to me.
因为彼此不了解嘛。
Because we did not understand each other.
其实在国内的基督徒很多。
There are many Christians in mainland.
在学房里头，我可以看得到很大的一些分布。
In the academy, I can see there are a lot of them spreading out.
在中国所有的省份之中，包括新疆，就是西藏都有。
In all the provinces in China, including Xinjiang, there is
西藏。
Tibet and also Tibet. Yeah.
对，西藏都有。所以说比较多的话呢，有两个区域，这段年纪，一个是新疆现在发展的还蛮多的。
We know that there is a lot of development in Xinjiang recently.
还有历史上的河南，现在也就是我们赵西门弟兄在那边晚年服侍的地方。
And also Simon, Brother Simon also served in Hainan.
因着我们弟兄的缘故，河南这一带跟那个新疆那一带的很多的连接。
Because of our brother Simon, that the both areas, there are people coordinated with one another.
当然，我这些都是说一些题外话。
So these are all kind of on out of the tangent.
我说到我们的西门弟兄。
For our brother Simon.
他这首歌的歌名叫十架归路。
Is the name of this hymn the path of the cross to go homeward?
我们一般的来说十字架是一条窄路。
So we say the cross is a very narrow path.
我们人生中越走越窄的路，但是走到尽头的时候，我们发现那个天是敞开的天。
When on this earth we walk that narrow way, but at the end we see that the heaven is opened.
我们也常常说到十字架是一条血路。
And we say that the cross is a bloody way.
因为是我们主耶稣在十字架上，在哥罗地，在十字架上流尽了最后一滴血所成就的路。
Because on Calvary, the Lord Jesus has shed his last drop of blood.
但是我们的弟兄说这首歌叫十架归路。
And so the brother who wrote this hymn, The Homeward Way of the Cross,
因为他副歌里告诉我们是归到那个永远的天家。
Because in the refrain, it tells us that we will go into that eternity home.
对于我们每一位信主的弟兄姐妹们来说
for each brother sisters here,
我们都知道这是一条回家的路。
So this is a homeward path.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brother sisters,
盼望我们能够从这里头能够深深的体会。
I hope that from here that we can truly see.
我们人生在世。
When we are living in this world,
我们从哪里来
where do we come from?
我们要回到哪里去
where do we go to one day?
回家的路只有一条
There is only one path to lead us home.
就是这十字架的道路
This is the path of the cross.
十字架的道路
The path of the cross.
只有一个门
There is only one door.
就是重生
Which is to be born again.
重生是接受我们相信接受他的话而来。
To be born again, we need to believe and accept Him.
我们在这些经文里头，我有一句话没有讲到。
So there was one thing that I left out within this passage.
我简单的提一下。
But I want to just mention it lightly.
就是在那个十五节哈。
Which is in John 3:15.
他说叫一切信他的人都得永生。
That whoever believes may in him have eternal life.
这个德有很多的意思。
There are many meanings about to have.
一个是得到。
One is to gain.
还有一个是持有。
And the other is to have forever.
对于不信的人来说，福音朋友们来说，我们是解决这个生命有无的问题。
For the gospel friends, this we can resolve the issue about life.
对于我们每一位已经信主的人来说，是你持不持守的问题。
Yeah. But for believers, the question is whether we want to hold fast to this or want to keep this.
所谓持守，就是说到你永持久的活在这个生命的状态之中。
To continue to persevere to live in the condition of this life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这就是我刚开始说的这段经文，不仅仅是对福音朋友们来说的，也是对于我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹来说的。
So as I said, this particular passage in John is not only to non-believers, but also to believers.
这句话所对应的新约里头的另一节经文就是十章十节的下半节。
So this is actually a reference to John chapter 10 verse 10.
神那永远的旨意就是差遣他的儿子来到我们中间为我们被挂在十字架上。
God's eternal purpose is so that his son can come and die on the cross.
要我们坐在我们身上他的那个旨意不仅仅是叫我们得生命而且是要叫我们得得更丰盛。
So God's purpose for us is not only that we can have life, but have it abundantly.
得生命只是我们的一个起点。
To gain this life is only the beginning.
得了更丰盛是我们一生的追求。
But to have that abundant life requires that we seek after the Lord our whole life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你已经将你的话显明在众弟兄姐妹们的面前。
Ready, have revealed your words, dear sisters.
我们深知道人所说人的口所说出来的是何等的残缺。
We know that men's words are so feeble.
但是你的灵和你的话是活泼有功能。
But your spirit and your word is living and has effect.
愿意你在每一位弟兄姐妹们心中来继续的做工。
May you work in the hearts of each brother and sister.
让我们能够跟上你所要我们跟上的。
That we're able to follow what you want us to follow.
这样感恩的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.